All right, City Council meeting for Tuesday, August 4th, 2020 is called to order. Invocation by Councilman Jerry Johnson, followed by our Pledge of Allegiance.
Dr. Bright, Father, we have come to you, we're thankful for today, thankful for the sunshine you gave us today to warm our earth and our country. Thank you for the rain you give us also. Father, we just come to you in a unique time of our time in this country. Lord, we just pray it's a very time of stress, high anxiety. Pray, help us to always look to you and know that you are in total control. Everything comes through you. And we are grateful for that, Lord. We're grateful for our city. We lift up our mayor and our council and every employee of our city. We are grateful for them, Lord. Pray for good health and leadership and wisdom for them and everything they do. Lift up our police, our fire, all of our first responders. We pray for boldness and courage for them as they work to mitigate situations and to save lives. We are grateful. Lord, Father, we come to you with a sad heart today as we have lost 3 of our World War II veterans in the last few days. Mr. Hal Hill, Mr. Wiley Ingram, and Mr. Elton McLean, Mr. Mack. We pray for their families. We pray for comfort and peace. They were heroes in our midst. We lift them up to you now. Father, thank you for everyone that's here. Bless each one. Bless tonight. Lead and guide and direct us to make the best decisions for the citizens of Orange Beach. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Here.
Councilmember Johnson?
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Here.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Here.
Councilmember Boyd?
Here.
Mayor Kennan?
Here. Entertain a motion considering tonight's agenda.
Move to approve the agenda with 8 additional items, the first being approval of a liquor license for Shrimp Basket, the second approval of a liquor license for Pleasure Island Tiki Bar, the third approval of a liquor license for Safe Harbor Sportsmanship Store, the fourth approval of a temporary portable building, the fifth a resolution authorizing a change order for recreation center drainage and tennis courts improvements, and number 6 a resolution authorizing a change order for the baseball and softball complex, number 7 a resolution authorizing an agreement with Orange Beach Commons, and the 8th a resolution revoking the outdoor music permit for the Angry Crab Shack.
Second.
Any discussion?
Mayor?
Yes.
You mentioned that this would be a time if you want to have a executive session for real estate at the end, and then you can go into Cal and then come back to the very end of our two meetings if that's what you choose to do.
Is that good with y'all?
It's good with
sure.
You.
Okay.
We need to add that to the motion for the additions.
It would just be how you adjourn this meeting to make sure we can come back into it at the end.
Okay.
If you need to.
So we just make a motion then at the end of the...
Yeah, we'll make a motion, I guess, to recess like we did last week and go to executive session.
Yeah, I'll do correct. The same as last meeting.
Okay. All right. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Consideration of previous minutes for our work session, regular council meeting committee of the whole, 7-7-2020. If there are no objections, reading of the minutes will be waived. Are there any corrections to the minutes? There are no corrections. The minutes stand approved as written. Any announcements? I think Jerry hit upon our lost heroes.
Yes.
And I don't know when Mr. Easel's arrangements.
I think maybe it's Saturday. It'll only be for family only due to COVID-19. Right. And for some reason, it kind of comes in threes. Bay Minette just lost 3 World War II heroes also. So, but,
He will be missed.
He will be missed. Mr. Mack was everywhere.
always bring a smile to your face.
Yeah, he was a good guy.
Our council meetings are going to change locations.
Yes, we will be moving them to the community center next meeting so that we can spread out a little bit more and hopefully accommodate a larger crowd. And I had a couple of things that have been a lot of questions I've gotten this past week due to, obviously, people being in neighborhoods. So if it's okay, I'd like to just review those real quickly. The question about the auditorium Performing Arts Center, a lot of people did not know that the county budgeted to build us a school and a gymnasium, but they did not budget to build an auditorium for the school. So we decided we would build the auditorium, no school. High school, junior high school is a school without an auditorium. And then after much thought, we decided that there could be a better use, so we upgraded to what we considered a top-notch performing arts center. And believe me, I had to go to other folks to tell me what that was,
yeah.
But we did. And what's good about this is, besides just an auditorium that would be used every day for our kids, this auditorium belongs to the city of Orange Beach after school is over with, every night and all weekend long. So this is a 700-seat performing arts center that we are now can bring in Nashville acts,
yes,
off-Broadway shows, comedic events, community theater, professional theater, our school plays. It has a huge dual, triple, quadruple purpose besides just being an auditorium. And it's going to turn out to be just as good a purchase as the event center was back when we bought it. And we had all the naysayers that said, no, don't spend the money on the event center. Now it's booked constantly,
yes,
as much for the community as it is for outside events.
Yes.
So that's what this is going to turn out to be. It is a great amenity for all of our community. And, again, I just welcome those that have differing opinions, but unfortunately no one seems to bring them to the mic. But I'm open to hear anybody's.
I think, Mayor, it shows our commitment that we said all along that we would look in assisting funding with academics, athletics, and arts, and they're all equally supported by this city. And that way you have a well-rounded student, no matter what they participate in, when they graduate, they'll be a whole lot more well-rounded than they would be without any one of those three.
I agree.
It'll be nice to be able to offer an entertainment series that we've never been able to do before,
yes,
in Orange Beach for all the residents, not just the youth, but for everyone of all ages. Concerts that we... I mean, the size of this auditorium, you can't, I think the Sanger is the closest. So this is very unique and very special for our community.
Well, and it gives our citizens something else to do than in the summertime, you know. Some of them prefer the arts. They'll take in, you know, a performance of such. So, you know, Jessica's worked hard on that, and that's one of her roles at attracting that. So,
it's always, the arts are going to have to find something.
Right.
They're all going to want to come here.
Well, I do think it's going to be a great addition for everyone, not just for the kids. The second thing, I'm sorry.
I'm glad you made that clear because people didn't understand that we were going to control it at night. They thought it was going to all belong to the county. Mm-hmm. And I've heard a lot of that talking about it also. Yeah. But that's the main thing that people did not know, that we would control it. Now, since we control it, are we going to need our other auditorium up there? Or are we going to need two?
Well, they're two different event centers. The one we're using by the Spring Hill Suites, Mardi Gras organizations, Garden Club, community events, where we have a...
Will it pay for itself? With the overhead and the upkeep and all, will it pay for itself? Or is it a moneymaker or a loser?
It never will be a moneymaker.
Right.
It is a... Well, let me finish, Cecil. It will never be a moneymaker. It will hopefully always carry operating cost. We bought it at below market value at $1.6 million. We know we could double or triple our money. We brought in a hotel because of that event center, which significantly contributes to our lodging tax and sales tax. So if you look at the dollars coming in, the dollars lodging tax from the hotel, from the additional revenue at the wharf, we calculate that it at least covers itself. Covers expenses. We have our rates extremely low to be an attraction. The other reason that we don't generate the revenue we probably could to be a money maker is because we use it so much for community events that we don't charge for or charge very little. So I'm sorry, but go ahead, please.
No, that's what everybody should know that.
Yes.
If you don't get this out to the public, they don't know.
Well,
and that, the thing is, you've got to be really clear when you start spending the people's money.
I understand.
So that's why I brought it up. I understand. And I think it's very clear to me and everybody here now that it's wonderful that we're going to have this auditorium. But before, I said, why would we buy something that the county owns? We don't own it.
No.
So that clears up something for everybody. Right.
Yeah, it is ours to use as we see fit after hours during the school and we all weekend long. If for whatever reason that we have paid for that, we will never pay for that again. That is in contract form. The hours of operation is in contract form. And that is not a verbal handshake agreement. That is the contract. So,
so we spent months on that contract.
Well, I'm sure you
making
did,
sure.
What I'm saying, the public didn't know anything about the contract, and they should have known. But it was just you say, well, we're building something for them, and where's our money going?
We spent months and months and months on it just to make sure that we had the use, the language was in there, that when 10 years down the road, we weren't going to have a regret.
Well, that's good. That's great. I mean, that y'all's job is to protect the citizens' money. And that's your job. We don't mind you using it. I like schools better than most anybody. But you still want to know where the money goes.
Well, we're almost debt-free. And we've got millions of dollars in the bank, so I think we've done a darn good job.
Say I would say I've heard everything that's been said before this meeting. Now, I heard it somewhere, Cecil.
It wasn't here at the meeting.
It was here at this meeting. I heard someone, then I went to one of them and asked them. I heard it.
Okay. Well,
sometimes it's your responsibility to go forward and get the information you need.
You're right. I agree with you.
I'm sorry, I have an opportunity to get the information.
Well, I got the information.
And I think, Cecil, you were out for a while there.
I wasn't.
We discussed the contract, if I'm not mistaken, while you were out. It was public. It's in for public viewing. I just want you to know, it was a discussion.
Well, I don't doubt it.
Okay.
But I was out, and we all know the reason.
Well, unfortunately, there are people that pontificate about things because they've never been here, nor have they never invested the time to find the truth. So.
I understand. Yeah.
So.
Cecil, it's good to have you back.
Well,
you seem awful spry.
Yes,
sir.
I'm drinking better whiskey now.
Did you bring some with
you? You're not drinking that for Brooks anymore?
Thank you, Cecil.
I will.
The second thing I wanted to, and that sort of leads into my little dissertation / sermon tonight, but I'll go to that in just a minute. But the second thing was with our golf cart discussion coming to the forefront, there's been a lot of questions and a lot of calls about kids on golf carts and parents asking about kids on golf carts. And I need to make it very clear. It is state law that 16 and under can't be on a golf cart. It's not Orange Beach law. It is a state law. And it has blossomed to the point that it has become dangerous, and we know that. And we've been trying to deal with it as best we can. But I've asked them, and I'm making a plea publicly to parents, please help us, help you keep this under control. We have a lot of kids on golf carts that are here with visitors, from tourists.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, the age of the kids on golf carts is getting younger and younger. And it just creates a really unique, not unique, but a difficult situation because, God forbid, someone hit a child and hurt them. Then that poor person has got to live with it and see it, and that's not fair to someone that we put in that position. So we're trying our best to please, because I get it. I understand how much fun. I mean, I have been suckered in to letting my little boy drive a golf cart at 14 when I shouldn't, but I did, and it was fun, and I get it. But we have got to try our best to get it under control. And we're our police department is doing what they can do. But like I've said before, when you call in a kid on a golf cart and we go where you are, that kid ain't there no more. And we don't have an hour to chase kids down on golf carts. We have plenty to do to enforce the law during summer. So I wanted to bring that forward. Thing that I'm a little concerned about is it is campaign season and election season, and with all of the national politics and the politics of destruction, is somewhat heartening to hear this political populist rant of we need to bring honesty and transparency to City Hall. So what I want to know is, what does that mean and why now? You've had 3.5 years of this council to bring forward any questions of transparency or lack of honesty, but all of a sudden now we're all dishonest and not transparent. That really bothers me. Our community deserves better than that. We are better than that. And this is the most honest, integrous group I've ever met. And if one of us was dishonest, we would all know if that person was dishonest. So if you insinuate I'm dishonest, Jerry's dishonest, then you essentially have insinuated we are all dishonest and hiding and lack of transparency. So I challenge you, if that's the case, there's the microphone. Bring any specific detail of dishonesty or lack of transparency right there, and we'll be glad to address it, talk it through, and deal with it. But I don't know how y'all feel about it, but it is a personal insult to me after all we've done with more town halls and open forums and open mic opportunities than anybody in the state of Alabama and possibly in the country has ever given. And we pride ourselves on transparency. We pride ourselves on honesty. So this populist rant really is. And then there was another thing about open floor discussions. People are intimidated to come to the microphone and speak. People don't feel comfortable. Well, you probably don't if you don't know what you're talking about. And you probably don't if you haven't done your homework or your research. We have goals for that mic being open. Number one goal is constructive discussion. Secondly, we want constructive criticism. We accept criticism. We want dissemination of information throughout this community as much as we can disseminate it. We're not scared of anything going out. And we want an informed community because it makes our life easier. Just like Cecil with the auditorium, it's much better for the community to know what the deal is on that auditorium than not and have to deal with it on Facebook. We have guidelines for our open mic time. Number one, no personal attacks. I think that's fair. Number two, no effort to embarrass or gotcha questions. Number three, it's orderly discussion. No discussion amongst people in the audience. Direct everything here, and we direct it back. Be prepared to be challenged. Do your homework. Do your research. Be prepared to hear an opposing point of view. Because short of biblical principle and the Constitution, everything else is a matter of opinion and perspective. So there's two sides. And it's obvious in a lot of discussions, there's no right or wrong. It's just a matter of opinion and perspective. So I just don't know why, as mayor, I would sit here and allow someone to come to that podium making statements as fact that are not fact or they're misinformed without challenging them. Because if you're in this audience, you deserve to hear both sides. You deserve to hear a constructive discussion so that you can go home and make an informed decision based on hearing everything. We're not politicians. We're public servants, and I have no intention of sitting here and nodding and smiling at you while you're saying something that you really don't have any information on or haven't done your research. That is a disservice to my community, our community. So, again, if anyone has a better way of doing it, if anyone can do it better, you got my vote. I got plenty to do besides me, Mayor, ladies and gentlemen. So my garage needs cleaning out, as y'all have heard me say. So, any comments, or y'all want me to move on?
Did you just open the mic up?
I did not, but I can. Mic's always open.
Has anybody scheduled a debate?
Now, the COVID situation, we've got some issues with folks, so we just decided it probably was not the time to do so.
Does anybody want to get up and speak to the issues the mayor just mentioned? I guess we can take care of business.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Auditing of accounts, please.
Move to certify the cash requirements with no related interests are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Move to certify the cash requirements with related interest in Swift Supply are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Abstain.
Moving to new business under miscellaneous. So in addition, approval of a restaurant retail liquor license application for the Shrimp Basket.
Go ahead.
Perdido Beach Boulevard.
Move to approve the liquor license.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Addition. Approval of a special retail liquor license application. Pleasure Island Tiki Bar.
Move to approve their liquor license.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Approval of a retail beer, off-premises only, liquor license, Sportsman, Safe Harbor Sportsmanship Store.
Move to approve the license.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Approval of a temporary portable building, a recreational vehicle, to be located on parcel 360453, August 7th, 2020 to November 7th, 2020.
Mayor, I'd like to ask a question about that.
Yes, sir. Can speak to that, Paul. I'm not familiar.
I'll speak to it.
This is the one, Kit, you sent us a memo about, correct?
That's correct.
I was concerned about
this. This is a temporary, if
it
I can.
It doesn't matter. We went by the ordinance.
Yes, sir, we certainly are. And the ordinance states that the council does have leverage to allow this to happen. Okay. We have received, and I've got to be very delicate, because I don't want to hurt the family members that are involved in why this has been a request, okay?
The last time we did this was for a home. They were building a home down there, and we let them put one in. Remember that some years ago? And I hadn't heard of one. I hadn't seen one down at this end. Does this lot have the facilities and all, like electricity, power, sewer, and all?
Yes, this Kid Alexander Community Development, this is a platted subdivision where all the utilities were placed. As part of the platting of that subdivision. The one thing that sets this property apart from other types of requests of this nature is that this will not be visible by virtually anybody on the surrounding property. Normally, the problems we have with RVs or any portable buildings are when they're in a neighborhood or when they're near a property line such that other properties can see them or subject to them. This is virtually hundreds of feet away from any other property line other than family members. So it is somewhat different than the standard request by an applicant. And there is a situation that is a family matter that they've asked that we not speak about because it is somewhat delicate, but it's a sort of somewhat extraordinary circumstance.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kit.
So thank you, Kit.
Is this was the only option available to them? I mean, I'm trying to make sure it's a hardship because that would be the only way I would want to. I mean, they have a home, but they don't want to kick someone out of a home.
Well, I understand there's a lease agreement.
A lease agreement in there that they can't get out of. Okay.
And it would involve the displacement of that
other
family.
I'm not so concerned about the landowner whatsoever. I am concerned about the family itself. It's a two-month, and we have done this many times in extraordinary circumstances where for sympathetic, empathetic reasons, we make exceptions for short periods of time. And I'm not, I don't need you to expound upon that, but is this one of those situations that this would be a, the family would be highly grateful that we're able to step in and help them?
Yes, it's an extraordinary circumstance.
Yes, it is.
It is.
Okay. It's a hardship for what they're dealing with as a family.
Right.
Can you let them know that the amount of time that we're agreeing to is firm? Because I don't want to get into a situation where it continues on.
Absolutely. I will let them know.
So we get, I don't want to get taken advantage of.
I don't, but I don't want to put us in a box if there's an extraordinary circumstance at the end of 2 months.
That's right.
And then it's a continuation of the reason we did it to begin with, if that makes sense.
Yes, it is 3 months. I just want to make sure you're aware it's 3 months.
It's August, okay, I'm sorry. I thought it was 2 months. I apologize.
But they could come back and ask things have not changed or improved.
We will inform them that this is only good for 3 months.
Okay. Thank you.
And this is something we all know we've done for a lot of different reasons. Moe's Barbecue was one where we allowed them to set up a temporary food trailer when their place burnt down because it was summertime.
People's
so.
Houses have burnt down.
Yeah,
well, we allowed the guy on Marina Road that we bought the property from in Illinois to put a building, his trailer up and live there while he was building to finish it. And we've done it several times.
That's why I said, I don't mind, but the ordinance says I don't mind. And that's why I just wanted to know if it changed off what would be what the extreme circumstances here. And I agree with 100%. But if you don't know, you should ask.
And we have no problem with that. If it was the landowner that was requesting it for financial reasons, that's one thing we would say no. But because.
But if it was.
We understand. And we agree. Everybody good with that?
Yes.
All right.
Thank you, Kit.
So move to approve the temporary permit.
Second.
Okay. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution declaring Jeffrey M. Boyd duly elected to the office of City Council Place 2, authorizing the mayor to issue a certificate of election.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
A discussion?
Yes. Wanda. Wanda.
Wait.
Thank you for joining us. Clarification question. Each one of these individuals, there's three of them, myself included. Are we to abstain from voting for ourselves?
Can you speak into the microphone?
I'm sorry. I apologize.
Sound like God.
On the next three items, this one including number one, each of these candidates, do they need to abstain from voting for this placement into the candidacy?
No, this is just a ministerial action.
Just for clarification.
Because there's no other way to vote.
That's exactly what I thought. Thank you, ma'am. Just for clarification.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, any further discussion? All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution declaring Jerry Johnson duly elected, the office of City Council Place Number 3, authorizing the mayor to issue a certificate of election.
Move to adopt.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution declaring Jeffrey H. Silvers duly elected to the office of City Council Place 4, authorizing the mayor to issue a certificate of election.
Wanda, I just wanted to let Jeff see what it felt like when he asked a lawyer questions when this happens. Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing the execution of professional services agreement with computer backup, technology support, managed services.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? I just want to say computer backup has been a lifesaver.
Yes.
They are a fantastic company that absolutely is Johnny on the spot, and we have to have them, and I appreciate them very much.
Lance Alexander is a huge asset.
Resolution adopting a City of Orange Beach 2021 transportation budget.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing the execution of a license agreement with the Power South Energy Cooperative for use of an easement.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing the execution of professional services agreement with William Beasley, DO for Medical Director Services.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. And again, for those who do not know, Dr. Beasley is our will be our medical director. He is also emergency room physician, and I think he has the contract with South Baldwin for the emergency room services. So the direct connection between our EMS, the hospital's ER, and the future freestanding ER creates a seamless and hopefully much more efficient service. Would you agree, Chief? Is that how you would phrase it? Okay, thank you. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? A resolution authorizing the purchase of an EMS medical director liability insurance.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing the execution of a task order, Thompson's Engineering, Professional Engineering, Land Surveying, Canal Road Sidewalk, east of State Highway 161, $147,200.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? Okay, this is our multimodal path, am I right, Kit?
Correct.
And this will go from Baylor Launch down the north side of Canal Road to about the Art Center, Senior Center, cross over to the south side, behind or down along the substation, then west to 161, 10 feet wide. So hopefully it'll be, like I said, a multimodal pedestrian slash motorized pathway. Any further discussion? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing the execution of a task order with Thompson Engineering, Professional Engineering Services, Canal Road, right turn, deceleration lane at Cypress Village, not to exceed $51,550.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? I think this one speaks for itself, but we've all been headed west in the north lane, and somebody make a right turn abruptly, it's just an accident waiting to happen. So I think this will be a huge safety asset. You good with that, Chief? Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution declaring two ATVs owned by the City of Orange Beach a surplus, donating to Magnolia Springs Volunteer Fire Department.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? I do want y'all to know how appreciative they were, and they wanted y'all to know.
Amen.
So thank
Amen.
You.
Amen.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? In addition, resolution authorizing the execution of a change order with Ammons Blackman Construction for Recreation Center drainage, tennis court improvements in amount not to exceed $19,376.45.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Okay, discussion?
Just an unforeseen drainage pipe from years ago when we first took that land over, and actually it was a wooded forest land, timber on it, and we had an old house, turned it into rec center, and we had our baseball and softball fields in the 80s there, and we did a lot of different phases of construction. Our first swimming pool was over towards the school and such like that. So anyways, unbeknownst to the contractor, we found a drainage line in there that we needed to pull up and extract everything that was there and replace it with some solid fill, and so we can move on with our drainage plan. So,
okay. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing the execution of a change order, EJ Builders, shade structures for the baseball softball complex, $51,483.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Any discussion?
I appreciate Nick's work in this and everybody else that had part in trying to value engineer this going back and forth, because the added shade structures are really needed. I know we pulled it out, and I was glad to find that he was able to find a way to get it back in there.
Any other discussion or questions? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing the execution of agreement with OB Commons LLC for construction of Canal Road deceleration lane driveway improvements at the Commons Shopping Center.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion.
I've had numerous conversations with the business owners there in this shopping center for the last couple of years, and some of them still don't understand what we're trying to do to make it a user-friendly entrance there. I think all of us have been caught at that intersection and trying to ingress and egress and such. So I think we need to move forward and It's much needed.
Let me, I'll let you expand upon what I'm going to say. But first off, the problem right now is with a two-lane, if a left turn is hung up and gets over into the right turn lane, it impedes traffic turning right,
yes.
Stops them on Canal Road in the lane trying to get to the south,
right.
Which now backs everybody up. So if you're in the northern eastbound lane and your plan is to merge, well, all of a sudden you're stuck. Mm-hmm. So now both lanes are actually stuck until somebody can move. It really slows the volume of traffic we can move. By the DCL lane and having three lanes, the right turn in is unimpeded by a left turn out.
Yes.
So that's why we're moving in this direction. So we're trying to do a cost sharing with the
Commons
because they benefit, but we surely benefit from opening up this private entryway. Kit?
Yeah, so I just want to make sure that we pointed out that part of the reason why this is a difficult movement is you can see the diagonal orientation of Canal Road, and then it's not a 90-degree turn. So there's going to be a greater radius there that's going to allow for that turn to be accomplished in a more easier manner by the driver of the vehicles that are turning into the Commons, and then of course the ability for them to get out with the two lanes of both east and westbound being provided. The engineer who is working on the design of this, Thompson Engineering, provided us a cost estimate for the driveway only of $50,000, and that's why there's a not to exceed. We needed to give OB Commons, Orange Beach Commons, a figure what they can anticipate that they're going to be providing for the sharing and the cost of the driveway, and that's a not to exceed of $25,000. And this also gives the city permission to do the work on their property and to pay for the work, and then they will reimburse us following the work.
Kit, the biggest problem I've got, I think it's wonderful we have to do this, but for the people that are coming, that are going to jump in that right lane thinking they're turning right on 161, how do we deal with signage or try to help? Have we thought about that process? Because so many people are going to see that right turn lane, and they're going to immediately want to go into it thinking that's where their turn is.
Yes, I think we need to have some signage. I brought that to the attention of the mayor, and that is something we will be considering. Yes, I can see what you're saying. People will be pulling into that right turn lane thinking that they're going to be going to the beach,
exactly.
And not turning into the Commons.
Well, that's what they've done forever.
Right. So there is something that we need to do with regard to signage to alert the drivers that that is a private access DCL lane.
Otherwise, they're going to stop and then try to merge back into traffic right there.
Well, there should be two signs. There should be a right turn only sign pre-DCL lane and then probably right there where they would have to run into it.
If
they
were
going
to
continue.
Well, even if it says right turn only, a lot of them are going to think the right turn is at Tom Thumb. They're not going to realize that it's right there.
Commons entrance only.
Yeah, and we'll come up with something.
Yeah.
I mean, it does need signage. I do understand that.
Yeah.
But we'll figure it out, put our heads together, and come up with a plan that makes the most sense. And the state obviously will have to approve it or work with us on that.
Yes, so. We will have to permit it.
Yeah. Anything else, Kit? Okay, any other questions for Kit or discussion?
Thank you.
Thank you, Kit.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution revoking the outdoor music venue permit, Angry Crab Shack.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. This is a recurring issue, multiple complaints, I would say in the teens. Is that correct, Chief?
That's correct.
Yeah.
So
we're going to have to, we can't have a resident in a residential neighborhood having to deal, or residents dealing with the music of a venue in an adjacent business property. Just can't have that. And we're working hard on our ordinance, sound ordinance, to reevaluate also how to look at within residential neighborhoods, how do we deal with neighbors and unruly music, loud noise, construction noise, pretty much anything that disturbs the peace and tranquility of a neighborhood without hopefully being overburdensome or heavy-handed in our way of doing it. So we're working on that and have been. But this is a situation that we've tried to rectify for some time and just have not been able to do it. We're not saying that they won't be able to get their permit back, but we've got to figure out a way to get the noise level down so the neighborhood's not disturbed.
And as the chief said, this does not impede anything they're doing inside the restaurant.
Well, and I would add, Joan, just for communication, that I mean, we've gone to them, we've pleaded, we've begged, we've asked. We've got videos week in and week out. We've visited them, and it's a battle between the manager and the bands and trying to get decibel levels, and it's just not fair to the neighbors behind it. It was a surprise when the Andrew Craig came in and started doing music, so it just happened. And this is a last-ditch effort to make this happen.
Yeah. Unfortunately, some bands think the louder they play, the better they are. So this is not one. All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. At this point in time, do I hear a motion to recess?
Some
go
moved.
Into straight into the
committee
of the whole, and then go to executive session and then adjourn. Does that sound good? Okay. Somebody make that motion.
I made it.
All right. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Okay. We will move to our committee of the whole meeting. Call the roll, please, ma'am.
Councilmember Silvers?
Here.
Councilmember Johnson?
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Here.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Here.
Councilmember Boyd?
Here.
Mayor Kennan?
Here. Consideration of previous minutes of our regular council meeting committee of the whole of 7/21/2020 will be moved forward for review. Moving to new business under ordinances, ordinance amending Chapter 66, Code of Ordinances, City of Orange Beach. Streets, sidewalks, and other places designate Sweetwater Drive as a one-way street. What we are trying to do is, right now, the new entranceway into the school is a full access, left out, left in. Cypress Village entryway is a left out, left in. There is a left in to the school. So essentially it is a four-way left turn intersecting with no traffic light. That is nothing but a traffic accident, not waiting to happen, but going to happen, because I've already experienced it and watched it. So the school is going to allow us to make the entranceway there in the center into a right-in, right-out only, so there's no left turn out. The left turn into the school will be that we'll go down to Money Bayou Drive, which will be a one-way street to the west. I'm sorry, to the south. Loop around, come back to the north on Sweetwater, and enter into the school. The reason we're doing that right now is that the Sweetwater entrance is degraded and not wide enough to allow a left turn in at the same time a school bus is trying to turn out. We're going to upgrade that, but we can't get it done before school. So this is hopefully a short-term fix. The permanent fix will be that Sweetwater will be widened so that a bus can get out and there can be a left turn in, because there'll be a traffic police officer there directing traffic during school. I'm sorry, during time that school is letting in and letting out. During the middle of the day, there should be no issue with a left turn in there, because there'll be no buses going out. So does that sum it up somewhat, Kit?
Yes, we tried to. The way the canal road widening project is designed, Charles Weber with Thompson Engineering anticipated the bus usage on Sweetwater, and he does have a component of that design for the road widening to put very large turn radii for the Sweetwater intersection. However, when we met with the contractor, the timing and the scheduling of the canal road widening, this would have dictated having weekend closures, lane closures, and it would be very difficult for him to leave where he is now and go down and do those improvements now. There's a lot of drainage improvements that needed to be done, because we've got a lot of drainage there on Canal Road. So this is either an interim or permanent, depending on how it works out, fix to have this all be one way, so that the buses have significant width of roadway to maneuver, and also there was an opportunity for the right-turning buses and the left-turning buses to potentially be working side-to-side or driving side-to-side. So I did notify the property owners on Sweetwater. I don't know if there are any representatives here. I don't see any. So I believe there's no opposition to this proposal by the home, by the property owners.
Well, let me ask you if I can. We had a retail ABC store. They turned to wholesale right there on the corner.
Okay? Correct.
And then I can't recall what's in the next building south of there.
Storage.
I think it's storage. Yeah,
yeah, those are just mini storage buildings, yeah.
There's really not any retail in there other than that, and that went away. It's wholesale, so they'll just have to enter.
And I notified the owner of the ABC Distribution Center building, and I also went and spoke to the gentleman there. We've been working with them. I know that Chief Brown has been working with them with regard to how the trucks are facilitating the new pickup drop-off or drop-off primarily of liquor there. So we're working with them right now. And I did notify them of this one-way proposal. And I said, please, you know, get with your corporate entity and have them contact me. And I have not heard back from them. So okay. I think they're working that out.
Okay.
The only other retail would be the boat dealership.
It's on the other
side. Just opened up on the other
side.
So it
would be the one-way in.
Yes.
Boat dealership?
Yeah,
behind the liquor store.
Just west of it.
But that doesn't, this one-way doesn't impact that, because Money Bayou is remaining two-way.
That's right.
Gotcha.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I misspoke. I did.
That's right.
I did say Money Bayou was one-way in. It is two-way.
Yeah, we considered making that one way and making it a loop, but comments and concerns expressed by the city administrator and also by others in discussing the movement, our public works director, we decided that basically we just needed to address the way of Sweetwater's being
handled.
And
that makes sense.
Yes.
A lot less folks affected. So. Okay, if that's good, it does really eliminate a serious traffic hazard there with that full way. Left.
Thank you, Kit.
Thank you.
Ordinance amending Chapter 30, Code of Ordinance, City of Orange Beach, entitled Noise. That's what I alluded to earlier, and we're just going to continue to work on it. I don't know that we'll have it ready for any type of real scrutiny in 2 weeks. If we do, fine, but I don't think we will. I think there's a lot more to be taken into consideration before we move it forward.
Mayor, can I ask one question of you?
Mm-hmm.
With regard to the proposed changes to the noise ordinance, the one thing that I believe staff would like to you to consider is possibly adding the capability of the chief of police to suspend and perhaps just bringing that change so that we can at least allow him the ability to suspend the music should there be any problems.
I think that makes sense. If y'all are good with that, I'm fine.
I'm good with
suspend
that.
The permit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we can bring that, just that component of it back to you in two weeks.
Okay. Okay. I'm good with that. Okay. Ordinance authorizing city to obtain a $10 million line of credit from Bryant Bank for connection, providing additional funding for current tax-exempt capital projects, principal amount, general obligation warrant, city into a credit agreement and related loan documents, connection therewith. And I think Ford wanted this detail. Yeah. Refresh our memory.
Basically, what we're doing here is we're going to have this, you know, in light of everything that's going on, we're going to use this for current projects that we have to make sure that we can maintain our current reserves. And, you know, this with the rates as low as they are, it made sense to go ahead and lock this in.
If we need it.
Yeah, I agree. Money's so cheap. I think we do it. And keep cash in the bank. If things change, we can continue paying cash. If not, we're prepared for a COVID extension or any other situation that might come. So, Ford, I thank you.
This is the same thing that y'all approved a couple times before, but going the tax exempt route, making sure that the city was in the correct spot along with the bank. That's why we had to bring it back.
Thanks for your hard work on this.
Mm-hmm.
Makes perfect business sense. Thank you. All right, reminder, public hearing, first reading, ordinance amending ordinance number 172, Parks Edge PUD, Lot 14 setback encroachment for storage addition, August 18th, 2020. Y'all okay with that?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. Then I think at this time we can adjourn into executive session. But if it's okay, we'll take a short recess for whatever needs you might have.
Do you want to take public comments at all?
Yeah, we can do that. Since we will may be in there for some 30 minutes or so, there's a reason why to wait. So I will open up the floor for any type of comment, question, thought, anything we can help you with. Okay. All right, then we will recess. and hopefully be about 30 to 45 minutes.
I'll need a motion in a second.
Need a motion.
To adjourn?
Go to executive session.
No, to go into executive session and to state the reasons for doing so.
Move to go into executive session for discussion of land purchase.
Real estate and possible litigation.
Possible litigation.
All right. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right.
And then, Wanda, do you have to do your declaration?
I don't think she heard you talk about
this. Hey, Wanda, do you need to do a declaration? I don't think she's hearing me.
She muted this on her end.
Oh. Can you wave at her?
Not really.
Do you need to make the declaration, Wanda?
If the discussion is to discuss
litigation.
Real estate, no.
No, litigation.
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 Litigation is also in there.
Okay, then I made a declaration, an attorney practice, a license to practice law in Alabama, and it's appropriate for the council to go into session for that purpose.
Thank you.